This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, and today we continue our study of great lessons from great failures whose lives are recorded in the Bible. And today I want to study with you about Jezebel, the wife of King Ahab. We think of the wickedness of Jezebel and Ahab, and we find they were truly two of the most wicked people in all of the Bible. What can we learn from her life? And I would like to plead with you to read in the 2 Kings, the 9th chapter, and other related passages in the Bible to learn more of the background of this very wicked woman. What can we learn from her life? Let us note, first of all, that we become evil. We're not born evil. We sometimes hear the doctrine taught that little babies are born evil, that they're born depraved. There isn't a shred of truth in that. There isn't one word in all the Bible that teaches that one inherits the guilt or the evil nature of his parents. A person becomes wicked when he himself is guilty of sin. Sin is a transgression of the law of God. So Jezebel was not born evil. But what forces could have led her to become evil? Was it an evil home? Was it an evil society? Was it an evil husband? Was it the prosperity of wrongdoing? After all, we know that all of these things can have a part. The Apostle Paul made clear in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 33 that evil companions corrupt good morals. We're not told exactly what was the case with this woman, but we do know that she did become evil. Secondly, I'd like to note that she became evil in the face of something, that is, in spite of things that ought to have led her to be a good person and to live a good life in obedience to God. First of all, she became evil in the face of the evidence of God. Paul made clear in Romans chapter 1 that the everlasting power and divinity of God are made known by the things that are seen, that is, the things that God has created. And the psalmist made clear in Psalms 139, as he considered the marvel of his own body, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." The psalmist indicated in Psalms 19 that the heavens declare the glory of God and the firmament showeth his handiwork. So there was simply no reason why she should not have believed in God. There's no reason why anyone should not believe in God. Next, she became evil in the face of great preaching. Elijah was a prophet of God, a great preacher, one who was fearless in preaching the truth that people needed to hear, no matter how wicked they were. She became evil in the face of a person who claimed to be a follower of God, though as a matter of fact, he was not. She became evil in the face of God's punishing of his people by a drought, among other things. This should have led her heart to repent and to bring her life into harmony with the will of God. She became evil in the face of great ability and great drive. She was a person of unusual ability and talent. And yet she continued to cast aside all of these things that ought to have led her to repent and to serve God and lived a life of extreme wickedness. How did she react to these forces for good? Certainly not by repenting, but by blaming the prophet. She blamed Elijah the prophet. You know, people often react to sound and faithful gospel preachers by simply becoming angry with that person. But the Bible teaches that no matter how much we may not care for the person who brings us the message, we still are responsible for responding properly to the message which God has given us through them. She responded by blaming the prophet. She responded by hardening her heart in the face of the truth. And she responded by hardening her heart even though she knew that we all reap what we sow. And that's made clear in 2 Kings chapter 9, verses 30 and 31. Let us then draw this great lesson from the life of Jezebel, that we reap what we sow. Think of the life of Samson, how he dabbled with evil and finally was destroyed. Think of Cain, how in presumption he offered unto God in worship that which God had not authorized him to do. Think of Jacob in his life of deceit, how he reaped that kind of harvest which had been indicated by that kind of sowing. Think of Gomer, the wife of Hosea, of Demas, who forsook Paul because he loved the world. And think of Absalom and David, Absalom who forsook his father and tried to destroy him. So let us learn the great lesson from Jezebel. We will reap what we sow, both in this life and in the world to come.